Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I said was not to do.
Let's get some people on there to talk with me. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody doing? You know, we really think it's important that we talk about the future of our kids, what's happening in our community, and how we should be involved. I think that's critical. One of the things I really want you to know as we talk on Blog Talk Radio is that we have an opportunity to have an impact, a huge impact, in our community, with our kids. And I think it's critical that we start getting more involved with our kids and our community. Because if we don't, it's going to be sad. I'm going to let Joanne, since she just got in here, talk to you about the events that we got going on. And I'll be right back. Joanne, take it away.
Okay. Our main one that we had the council was our Kick Butt Day, but we're still going to put it on. Kick Butt Day is also a day where we're trying to get adults to stop smoking cigarettes. There's so many helpful communities that are trying to help people stop smoking, and a lot of people don't realize where the information is coming from. So our Kick Butt Day, we're going to do it in the middle of April. We will let you all know, and we will be Facebooking it. We have Earl Brown Day Parade coming up in June. Tedder Days is June 15th. Pride Festival is June 24th and 25th. Stop the Violence is June 3rd. Stop the Violence is North Side, South Side. It does not matter where you live. Everyone can join us. And it's at 701 Broadway at the Cub Foods. Our Human Parade and Festival is July 15th. All families are welcome. Rondo Days in St. Paul's in July. Our Senior Pride Day is August 4th. Well, we honor all our elders. Only thing they have to do is show up. There are free food, free entertainment, free resources for anything they need help for, our elders. They are the backbone of our community. National Night Out is August 5th, and I'll stop there because everybody knows about National Night Out.
Wow, you sound like you're out of breath or something. What's wrong with you, Joanne?
You have me running.
You're running, huh? Remember, you can call Blog Talk Radio at 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9562. We just gave you some summer activities for your families and your children. And we're looking for folks to call in and talk about some of the things that we can do to have impact. I want to say big ups to Jamel Jackson and all the folks in Black Male Achievement for all the hard work they're doing to make a difference with our kids. What you're doing with the youth over on the north side, that is wonderful, man. It touched my heart. I'm going to be calling you and telling you how wonderful that is. We know that if our men just stand up and do what they need to do, our community would be amazing. But we must get our men to stand up and do what they need to do. It's nothing to get a park or a gym and make it available to our kids and our families so that we can empower our youth to be all they can be. And that's one of the problems that we have now, is that we don't have our youth and our community working together to get this done. And we must do that. You know, if we don't, we're going to find ourselves in a jam. And that's why it's important for us to do that, to exactly do that. Once again, our number is 347-215-9262. That is, we're on Blog Talk Radio, worldwide Blog Talk Radio, all over the country. Big ups to Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, your headquarters, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Once again, 347-215-9262. What happened to all the after-school programs? What happened to all the programs? What happened to baseball, football, all the things that we used to do back in the day with our kids? What happened to all those programs? Well, money got changed. Some of that money went to incarceration. Some of that money went to locking people up. Some of that money went into building prisons. Some of that money went into sting operations, and a lot of that money just left and went into other things in our community. And that's why it's so important for us to continue to stay focused on working with our kids' parents more than ever before. We need the parents to be more involved in their community. We need the parents to take leadership in their community. We need the parents to make sure that our kids are being raised right. We can't keep relying on social programs to do all this work because, as you can see, they're shutting down social programs. So you're going to have to work harder at home. You're going to have to be more involved at home. You're going to have a bigger impact at home. When you were growing up, was your mom and dad at home?
Yeah, both of them were.
What kind of impact did that have on you?
One, it had a major impact because I knew I couldn't never get in trouble because there was always somebody in the house. Even I did find other things to get in trouble for, but it was tearing up things in the house. So it's not like I got in trouble outside the house. So that was a good thing. During the summer, because it was four of us, and the house right next door to us had four kids, so we actually made a softball team, a volleyball team, a basketball team just between those two families. And there was a skating rink right across the street that all of us knew at a certain time, all the neighborhood kids knew at a certain time to come to that skating rink, empty parking lot, and play a game. And that's what we did. That's how we became a neighborhood. That's how we talked to each other. And that's why I don't understand how the kids nowadays are not doing that, because we used to have each other back. Even though we went to school together, we still seen each other during the school year. And these kids, they're picking up their phones too much. Basic conversation is really going out the door. Everybody talks on their phones. I was just at a restaurant Friday, and the person I was with, I was like, look at our social networking. He said, why did you say that? I said, me and you are the only ones sitting at a table with no phones out. I said, I think that's weird, but if you look around at everybody else, everybody has their phone out, talking on Facebook, emailing each other, just talking on the phone. And it's like, what happened to the regular basic conversation, holding a conversation with somebody? Is that hard to do nowadays? I don't think so. And that's the same way kids make friends. It's just like a normal conversation. How did you do in school? What are you up to? What are you doing after school? And that helps out. And I think for us parents, we have to start talking to our kids, because our kids are going to do what we do. So if we stay on the phone, we stay on Facebook all the time, that's what the kids are going to do. They're not going to have that social interaction with another human being. And they need that. It helps them become the better man or woman that they're going to grow up to be.
Well, you know, that's you're absolutely right. It helps them to be that. But I think, you know, we talk about when school's out, a lot of kids, a lot of parents don't even think about what they're going to do with their kids until
mm-hmm.
school's out.
Right.
You gotta think, what do you have to do?
You got to think ahead of time. What programs are out here that I know my son or my daughter is going to be safe between the hours of 3 and 7 p.m.? And in my opinion, I personally think I blame the city, because these kids' bus passes don't need to last that long. I'm sorry, 9 to 10 o'clock at night. You ask for trouble. You really are. I mean, if you're not going to school, or if you're not actively involved in some kind of after-school program, their bus passes shouldn't last that long. It really shouldn't.
Well, you know, I think you're absolutely right. You know, when you talk about the bus passes, but there's some kids that deserve to have a bus pass because they might go to an after-school program, and where they live, they might not get home till about 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
Right, but you know, from the city I'm from, it's from Chicago, there was a different symbol on the bus pass to let the bus driver know that they were actively involved in something. You see what I'm saying? So here, they're riding downtown just to get in trouble with the nearest neighborhood cliques downtown getting in trouble. And it's like, why? If you're really not in school, if you're not going to a job, why do you need to be out to 10 o'clock at night? And then the parents want to know, why my child not in the house at 10:30? Because their bus pass lasts until 10 o'clock at night.
Right. And that doesn't work. You know, I think in our community, when we look at what's really happening in our society, we learn a lot about education. We learn a lot about parents, what parents need to do in terms of testing their kids on reading, math, and science. We know that if you do well in reading, math, and science, that you can do well all across the board. And that if you do well all across the board, then you can have a good job, a very high-paying, high-level job. And so many of us are not willing to work hard. I was just in the jail yesterday, and I talked to young men, and they said the main thing, the problem with me and the reason why I'm in the jail is because I am selfish, because I am greedy, because I don't care about nobody else. I only care about me. That's being honest. That's being honest. And so if we can get in there and talk to these young men and say, you know, being greedy, being selfish, only thinking about yourself, only hurts your family and your community. When you wake up as a man and you begin to do what you need to do, everybody is much better off. As a woman, you know that when you meet a guy, you don't want a guy that's waiting on you to get paid.
Mm-mm.
You want a guy that can say, no, I got you. You know, I can handle this. I can. And so it's important that we have people in our lives that teach our men how to be real men.
Mm-hmm.
See, who taught you how to find a real man? Who taught you what a real man was like? You had to learn that, right? So who taught you what a real man is like?
Actually, no one actually taught me. I learned by trials and tribulations, because mostly everybody say, oh, whoever your father was, that's the type of guy you want in your life. Unfortunately for me, no. My father was an alcoholic. So for me, I won't take an alcoholic in my life at all. There's certain things I will not accept, and that's one of them. Yes, I wanted the ideal man that I had, I wanted him to do like my father and go to work every day, come home. You see what I'm saying? That kind of stuff, yes, but I didn't want the alcohol, though. So it's certain things I will accept as far as being a good man, bringing home the check, paying the bills like you're supposed to, and being a good representative, yes. But on the flip side of that, I didn't want my ideal man to be my father, because I knew he was a drinker and he was a cheater. So certain things, part of him, I didn't want, and other things I did look forward to.
Was any kind of elder or any man in your life that you did say, you know what, that's the kind of man I want? Was there any man that, growing up, was there a man in your life that emulated the kind of man, or you would see him, he would be in your community, you say, wow, that's the kind of guy, that kind of man. Was there a man that
It was piece of people. Like, I like this part and this person. I like this part and that person. I like this part and that person. It was never one man that I could say, oh, I wanted to be just like him.
Now, I think that's sad.
Isn't that
sad?
Yeah.
That you grew up and never in your life did you meet one man that you said, that's the kind of man. That one month. There was never a man that helped you, or an uncle that proved to be an outstanding man that in your life?
No. It was pieces of everybody. I have to say pieces because everybody has a bad side to them, so I'm not going to put out the dirt on these people, but it was pieces. It was pieces of a person I liked.
Well, you know, that just goes to show how much work we got to do in our communities, how much work we have to do with our families, and how important it is for men to step their game up. I know you think ain't nobody watching you, nobody see what you're doing, but it's just not true.
Everybody sees you.
People are watching and see exactly what you're doing. It's up to you to make a decision. Do you want to be a real man, or do you want to be just a male figure? Because that's a difference. Because a real man will sacrifice and do whatever it takes to see a community be successful. Right now, parents should be thinking about what programs, Step Up program. You should be applying right now for your kids. And they're looking for African-American kids. Just look up the Step Up program in Minneapolis. Get your kid involved. They've got openings. They're looking for kids so they can pay them to work in the summer. You know, I think in the summertime is when a lot of girls get pregnant. Because boys is trying to get at them. They've been seeing them in school all year.
And it's the one time of year they get to dress with nothing on.
And they They've been texting each other and Facebooking each other all year, but they have to go to school. And on the weekends, the parents got them on lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
But now everybody's at work. The houses, you can come over there and sneak over there. I remember I used to go to people's houses, sneak over there, and had to get out of there before 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And she had to clean that place up because we done ate up everything. We just
messed up everything, listening
right.
to radios and CDs. And
you remember them days?
Woo!
You used to play hooky, too.
No, my daughter did. I caught my daughter a couple times.
Oh, you caught your daughter. Are you trying to say you was perfect, you didn't play hooky?
It was always somebody on our block.
No. Wait a minute. Come on.
I couldn't play hooky because it was three adults on my block that my mama knew if I played hooky for an hour, she would get a phone call.
Wow.
So, no. And it was an eight-block walk from my house to the school. So
okay.
We had a whole lot of parents looking out for us.
So you couldn't do it, huh?
No.
You wasn't able to do it?
No.
Well, unfortunately, because I was in foster families, they didn't care too much. I played hooky so much that they skipped me on the ninth grade. And I said, wait a minute. And they told me, sir, I hate to tell you this, but since we haven't seen you, you have to do this grade over. But they don't do that no more. I'm glad they do it now because I had to learn the ninth grade. I didn't learn it. I had to learn it. You know, I had to learn those things. They don't have those kind of teachers anymore. They don't have that kind of principal. They just keep you moving.
And I don't think that's good.
No, it's not good.
It's called No Child Left Behind, but unfortunately, with your No Child Left Behind program, I'd have ran to a 14-year-old that has a reading level of a 4-year-old. When I last seen him, he could not tell me his full address. And I thought that was sad. The only thing he could tell me is Laurie and Penn. I said, you're 14. How do you not know your whole address? I know the building. I'm like, so if the police pull you over and they try to take you home to your mama, how are you going to tell them where you live? Oh, I just tell them to go to Laurie and Penn and take them to the building. Like, that's not the proper way we should be teaching our kids.
Right.
Certain things they should know as a 14-year-old. He should know his whole address. My 5-year-old grandchild knows their whole address. And I made sure they knew that. Their parents' name and their phone number. But our kids, they getting left behind way too much, especially on an educational level. They're getting left behind. And I don't really blame the school system. Learning starts at home first. And it's up to us parents to teach them what they need to learn.
Now, it's, who's this? If you want to talk on Blog Talk Radio, please push 1 so that we know that you're prepared to talk. You know, I believe this, and I think that with the rising in crime, on every community that crime is rising, we should be, and we must be, we should have basketball, football, social programs, programs for the girls to empower the girls. We should have parenting programs come to those blocks. And we should enrich those blocks with all those programs and services. We shouldn't just saturate a block with police presence.
No.
We should saturate a block with love.
With love first.
With love, respect, and just say, you know what, man, you can't.
Act of kindness.
Yeah. I mean, folks don't know that they ain't supposed to be dealing dope out of their house and with kids all around. So we got to educate them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't do this. This ain't Chicago.
Or any other state. It doesn't matter where you're at.
It's just a point that people bring the mentality of where they're from. You know, if you're from Chicago, not you, but some people just bring their mentality. That's how I feel. That's the way I think. You bring that mentality to a community. Not all people are bad that come from Chicago, but so many of them are here that are doing negative things that it's giving Chicago.
Because they ran.
It's giving Chicago a bad name. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like at one point Detroit gave Minneapolis a bad name. So the Detroit boys and Detroit guys came up here. And then we had folks coming here from other cities that give bad names. So it's not everybody that comes, but it's people that come with the mentality to get over the welfare system. They will come here because you could go to Des Moines, Iowa, and drive up here, get a welfare check, and go back to Des Moines and just have somebody get your check for you, cash. Then you get them a piece of the money. Until one day, you didn't let that person get a piece of that money. And then they told. And then they said, well, how many other people do this? There's a bunch of people do this. Well, why don't we pay you to help us catch
them? Find them. Yep.
And so, you know, anytime you don't take care of somebody, they're going to take care of you. Anytime we have, especially when African Americans are doing programs and services, if they try to get over and you don't let them, then they'll destroy you. So we're always the barrel of crabs in the barrel pulling each other down. So with our families and reaching these hot spots and going to these hot spots in our community and showing them how to live, I was just talking about one of the summer activities we should be doing is a neighborhood cleanup for kids. They get up and clean their neighborhood up. You know, and we need to talk about folks. I see people drive by and just throw stuff out the window. I'm like, I would never do that.
Mm-mm.
You see that? Don't you see that?
Yeah.
You just throw everything, the bags, whatever, just right out the window. What kind of?
I know somebody that cleans their car every week. Every week they get a new freshener. Every week they open the car door and throw all the paperwork in the street. And I'm like, why do you do that? But you have a garbage bag in your car. So why do you do that? Oh, I do it everywhere. Just because you have the options to throw it outside the car, why do it, though? Somebody has to clean it up.
Right.
So if you have a garbage bag inside the car, it takes 2 seconds to reach over and put it in the garbage can in the car. But, yeah, so you want your car to be clean, but you'd rather junk up your city. I don't understand that mentality. I don't. I don't like littering, so.
Well, one of the things I'm clear on, and one of the things I know for a fact is that when you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
The problem is many people don't even know better. If you watch your mama throw garbage out the window all the time, you're going to throw it out.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch your mama, do crazy things in the bed,
you're going to do it.
You know, I was talking to a young lady that said, I used to watch my mom and they didn't even close the door. They just do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just walk by and look and say, wow, they doing it again. But, I mean, kids don't need to see that.
Right.
Then you wonder why your kid acted up in school.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's seeing you do something, look like it's fun. You know, we have a kid that we need to bring into the office that is really acting up. And he's pulling his pants down in school. He's doing all that, showing his little wonk-wonk to the girls. And he's going to mess around and get a sexual predator case. And he ain't going to be able to do nothing.
Exactly.
Let's stay with him for the rest of his life. I want to share with some of you, be careful what you do. Watch your kids. Don't allow them to do stuff and sexual nature at school because they will make them predators and they will not be able to be anything in life. You know,
anything.
There's so many things you can't do.
With that on your record.
If you're a sexual predator, you can't rent, you can't work at schools, you can't work in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
You can't work probably around money. There's just a ton of things, you know, that you can't do. So you have to be careful. And if you don't be careful, you'll get yourself jammed up in something you can never get out of.
Right.
You know, I'm here to
tell you. Had a situation about a year and a half ago. I was going to charge this 9-year-old boy with sexual predators because, one, he did it. I know he did it. But as the grandmother in a different state, I couldn't do too much on it because the police told me, they said, ma'am, you can come back to the state and you can file charges if you know where he lives. I said, ma'am, I know he lives. And I know what he did. I want to file charges. But the child's mother talked to the other parent and didn't want to file charges.
Wow.
And I just like I told him, I said, because he's getting away with it at the age of 9, when he gets to 15, is it going to be cute again? No, it's not. So you should have filed them charges when he was 9 years old. He would have learned his lesson.
That's right.
Because what he did something to a 5-year-old at the age of 9. So you knew better. And like I told him, I said, if it was up to me, I would have filed charges. I really would have. And that would have been following you to the day you died.
Well, let me ask you a question. I think it's an important question to ask you this. Summer's coming. Our families and communities need to be prepared. What are some steps that families can do as they prepare for the summertime, for the, especially the teenage and younger kids?
There's a couple things they can do. One, like I keep saying, one, talk to your kids. They're not alien. You've been a kid once before. Everything, like I told my kids, everything that you're trying to do, I've already tried already. Most of your things. If you really sit down and talk to your kids like young adults, and not all that slang, not all the bebopping, the red, your phones not in the hand, if you talk to them like some reasonable adults, I think they will talk back to us. I really do. They would tell us what's wrong with them. They would tell us what's going on with their daily lives. And kids are afraid to talk back to their parents. And I'm not talking talk back to their parents as far as smack talking. As common sense, regular human being to human being. I think the kids are afraid to speak back to their parents because they're afraid of their parents finding out what's really going on in their lives. But we have to talk to the kids because if we don't, the first thing we're going to do is find them in a police station, and we're going to have to talk to them. I'd rather nip that in the bud before it gets to the police station, before it gets to the hospital. I'd rather nip it in the bud. Try to talk to me now. I'm here now. Why wait till a drastic situation and then want to talk to your parents? If you talk to them every day, you can nip a lot of that anger, a lot of hostility, anything that they're going through, you can nip it in the bud.
Well, you heard what you can do. Now we're gonna run down our series of events that are coming up. We're gonna get some dates for you. Tater Days is June 15th, Juneteenth is June 19th, and Pride Day is June 24th, 25th. And make sure you mark down my birthday, June 26th. That's happy birthday to VJ. You know I accept all gifts and donations and no cakes because I ain't eating no sweets. For my birthday, I want a fruit cake. No, that's sweet. That's sweet, ain't it?
That's real sweet.
I want a fruit bowl. Okay. Rondo Days. Humans, July 15th. Rondo Days is, we'll get a date for that. Senior Pride Day is August the 4th. Stop the Violence is coming up June 3rd, which is exciting. Festival of Fathers, August 12th. Urban League Family Day is in August, and Fit for Fun is in September. And Back in the Day will be our last event for September before we roll right into the summer. You know, that happened real quick. You see how early we do events start popping up? Before you know it was cold again. I hated that. It seemed like it happened so fast. By the time we hit all these shootings and killings and stabbings and events, we're right back in wintertime. Got our long underwear on. Boy, that's something else. But you folks that live out in Vegas and all these other places, you must know that it's important. I just want to talk about Esty Barber.
Mm-hmm.
She is part of the morning team in her show, and I got her right here now. I've only got a few seconds left, but Esty Barber, I don't know if you can chime in and say a few words to my listening audience on Blog Talk Radio. Would you say a few things?
I am so honored to have this moment. It wasn't slated, but nevertheless, I greet everyone. And I'm so excited and pleased about what Mad Dad is accomplishing. Throughout the community, when I'm on the streets doing Esty Barber Morning Show, GMN Live TV community recap, we see the green shirts. We see the truck, and the statement that it gives is that someone's looking out for us, the kings, the queens, the prince and the princesses in the community. We as a black community, so hats off to Mad Dad.
You heard it from the queen herself. We're going to thank everybody from calling Blog Talk Radio from all across the nation. Big ups to Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Lincoln, Omaha, Dallas, Texas, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the main headquarters. On behalf of Joanne, my producer, thank you, Joanne, very much. And everyone else here at Blog Talk Radio, we say we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it but love us back.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Man, it gets destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Bad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.